In this bulletin, the Sydney Primary School closed as authorities investigate a probable case of coronavirus, a push to reopen state borders by July, and in sport, Collingwood coach Nathan Buckley says he's not comfortable with Heretier Lumumba's racism claims and wants to reconnect with the Premiership star. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Four more people have coronavirus in Victoria, but none are believed to be linked to a Black Lives Matter rally or a protester who tested positive. Victorian authorities are conducting contact tracing after a non-Indigenous man in his 30s was confirmed to have the virus after he attended last weekend's nationwide protests. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says the timeline suggests that the protester did not acquire the virus at the protests, but was potentially infectious at the time. Health Minister Jenny Markakos says none of the new cases involve community transmission.
Of those four new cases, one case has been detected through routine testing. Two cases are in hotel quarantine. These are returned overseas travellers, and one case is under investigation. There's 179 cases of community transmission, so that's no change since yesterday.
Students at a primary school in Sydney's eastern suburbs have been sent home as authorities investigate a probable case of coronavirus. Rose Bay Public School is the third school in Sydney to close down since schools reopened full-time at the end of last month. Moriah College and Waverley College, also in the eastern suburbs, were both shut the day after classes officially resumed on May 25 after students tested positive. Health Minister Greg Hunt says all states and territories are keen to reopen their borders soon. Prime Minister Scott Morrison will be pushing for the states and territories to reopen their borders by July at today's National Cabinet meeting. Mr Hunt says the matter was top of mind in his recent discussions with state and territory health ministers.
So I in fact met with the state health ministers via teleconference last night, and all of the states are considering the circumstances for the opening of borders. They're all being very constructive, and I want to thank them for that. The National Cabinet today will consider a range of further removal of restrictions, and I know that the issue of borders will be one of those items that are considered.
Indigenous Labor Senator Melandiri McCarthy says the Senate has sent a message to Australians about the need for unity after MPs blocked a motion entitled All Lives Matter from proceeding to a vote. Coalition members joined with Labor, the Greens and crossbenchers to block attempts by One Nation leader Pauline Hanson to compel a vote on her motion, which adopts a title of a slogan first used by white supremacists in the United States. Ms Hanson accused senators of being gutless for blocking the motion. Senator McCarthy says the actions of senators show they want to support a message of unity and not division.
My motion got through. The government supported me. And if you look very closely at the motion I put to the Senate, it was actually about the rallies and it was actually about the First Nations issues. And that was supported in the Senate. So I think the Senate was sending a very clear message to the Australian community that we are very aware of the hurt that's being experienced out there by everyone. But we also want to show a united face in terms of trying to bring our country together and not divide it.
In AFL, Collingwood coach Nathan Buckley says he's keen to reach out to Heretier Lumumba following his allegations of racism he says he was subjected to during his career with the club. In a Facebook post on Tuesday, he detailed his experiences during 10 years at the Magpies, claiming he endured a culture of racist jokes and took magic mushrooms to cope with the situation. The 33-year-old, who retired from football in 2016 after repeated concussion problems, also accused Buckley of failing to adequately support him. Buckley says he'd like to reconnect with Lumumba and listen to what he has to say.
I'm not comfortable with the fact that Heretier feels like he's been belittled and diminished in our environment. I haven't spoken to H since 2014. I'd love to speak to him again. I would love to have him come to his old football club and to see what we have become and the culture of acceptance, a celebration of difference.
We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Showers in Perth, 19. Mostly sunny for Adelaide, 19 degrees. Similar conditions in Melbourne, 15. Hobart, cloudy, 13. Canberra, partly cloudy, 13 degrees. Possible shower in Wollongong, 18. Sydney, similar conditions, 19. Newcastle, possible shower, 20. Brisbane, a possible shower, and 24. Cairns, cloudy and 28. And Darwin, sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.